Islam is a religion of peace. Islam has been practiced by adherents on this planet Earth for now better than 14 centuries, 1400 years. Islam is a religion of unity, the unity of mankind. Like Christianity and Judaism and some other religious beliefs, Islam sees humanity, our people, as one family. Family descending or descended from one ancestor called Adam and his mate called Hawa for the Muslims and Eve for others. Islam is also the religion of the unity of creation itself. We believe in the unity of matter, that all matter is one system of matter, all related. The earth is related to other bodies in the heavens or in the skies. The sun, though, seems to be saying to us, this is the only world, but we know from the study of the stars, the heavens, that there are other big bodies out there, bright like the sun, our sun, and even bigger and brighter. So we believe in the unity of matter, that one God made all of this matter that is in the sky and in the earth, and that these creations, the creation of the material world and the human world, point to Creator, point to the Creator, the unity in matter and the unity in the family of mankind, we believe, point to the existence of the one God. We believe God is one, the Creator of all of us and the Creator of everything. And we believe that our purpose in creation is to serve God by agreeing in His design for His creation. Agreeing in His design for His creation. We believe that when we live the best of our human nature, we are pleasing our Creator, God. We say Allah, the Arabic name for God. We believe also that Islam is a religion that is to influence the coming about of a better world. We know that the people of the book, we call them the people of the book in our holy book, they are called the people of the book, that is Jews and Christians. We know that Jews and Christians have also that belief, that their mission as Jews and Christians is to influence the development of a better world. By better, we mean a more humane world, a more peaceful world, a more just world, a world of justice, or promoting justice for everybody and peace for everybody. And also we believe that God promises us the environmental rewards as well, that if we respect God and if we conform to His will for His creation, for us, for our creation as humans, that He will also reward us or open to us the best that the environment offers. By environment, we're talking about the earth that farmers benefit from. We're talking about the earth that scientists benefit from. And we're talking about the earth and its beauty that all of us have access to. We all can enjoy the beauty of living things, the beauty of an abundance of beautiful greenery, beautiful flowers, etc., beautiful animals, the beautiful sky with the stars at night. So we all have access to the beauty of God's creation, and we do benefit, all of us, if we have some of us interested in more than just the beauty, but interested in utilizing the material things that God made for the betterment of human society. God says, sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, that he has made for use, for human use, all that is in the skies and all that is in the earth. This is a quick look at Islam's interest in the whole creation and in the whole of the family of human beings or mankind. With this, I conclude my presentation on Islam, and I introduce to you my guest for this program today, Imam Daniel Karim. Welcome, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
Would you like to greet our guest, our audience also?
Yes.
And express yourself in any way you like. We would like to hear from you any concern that you have that you would like to bring to the Muslims in the United States of America. This program will reach many of them, God willing. So please be comfortable to help Imam Dalibin Muhammad with this program.
Well, I'll send special greetings out to the radio, to the television audience of W.D. Muhammad. Yes, certainly I am really honored to be here, Imam Muhammad, especially in your presence, and that I would like to express in terms of what we thank God for your leadership for these many years since the passing of your father, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that I have, as you know, I feel like as if I have grown in the religion as the way that you have been directing this community, our association, and I found out from experience, life experiences, that even in childhood, as you know, that we grew up together, that you've always been serious about religion. And speaking of religion, and I was paying much attention to your introduction to the religion, is that I see that it seems to be a lacking of the seriousness in religion, and that also that many of the problems that seem to face mankind today, especially even with our families and our communities, it seems that I feel as if maybe that there's just a lack of education in religion, understanding of religion, even the proper concept of God, and so forth. I see it seems to be a lacking in that.
Yes, I agree.
That it seems like society, if things are accepted, the bad is accepted as good, and the good is accepted as bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree with you that most people who, they're religious and they attend some place of worship once a week, Jews, Christians, Muslims, we all, but most of the people in the public who are Christians in America, they're Christians. I know they don't understand their religion as they should. They believe in God and salvation through Jesus Christ, peace be on him. They know that, you know, and they attend a church occasionally. Most of them perhaps attend church maybe once or twice a year. It's not too much difference for Muslims, you know. The Muslims, they know Allah, they say Allah is God. And sometimes I wonder if the name, the Arabic word Allah, is not their problem.
Yes.
God is God, you know?
Yes.
And the word Allah is Arabic for God. But some of them, I see they say Allah, 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 Allah. You never hear them say God all the time, Allah, but they don't speak Arabic, they speak English.
Yes.
And you never hear them say God. Allah, Allah, Allah. And they're out there in the public. They are more identified as a member in that public, the general public,
mm-hmm.
than they are as Muslims, because they are not praying their prayers mm-hmm. as they should. They are not fasting the month of Ramadan. They are not doing the essential things in this religion, which are five, witnesses for God, one, praying to that God, two,
mm-hmm.
giving in charity as a Muslim, to your Muslim community, support your mosque, your house of worship, support your school if they have a religious school, etc. They are not given in charity. That's the third one. The fourth one is to fast the month of Ramadan. They're not fasting the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth one is to make the visit to the house, the holy house, the most ancient house built by Abraham and his son, peace be upon them, that brings Muslims from all over the world there in the vicinity of Mecca, sacred Mecca, once every year.
Mm-hmm.
So they should have it in their heart and in their mind to at least once in life go there. But they're not saving to go there. They're not in touch with those who are going there. So we have big followings. They're saying that that Islam now is outgrowing all the Christianity and et cetera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have big followings, but this big following is out in the public and identified with the public life, not with the religious life. So you're correct when you say that they need education. Education. Everybody of faith needs some education. It's not enough just to say, I believe God. I believe, yes, I believe that's God. And I believe I'll go to hell if I don't teach. Be good, you know, if I be a sinner or if I be a criminal, I believe I'll go to hell. Well, what about making your life for hell right now before you go there?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have right guidance in your religion and follow the best guidance, your life can become a hell right now before you go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope that we can reach them and have them take their religion a little more serious
uh-huh.
and want to be informed, want to know the important ideas for you as a religious person, want to know the important ideas in your religion for you as a religious person, want to know how your being identified with that religion obligates you to live the life of that religion. Christianity is a way of life. Judaism is a way of life. Islam is a way of life. And Muhammad the Prophet said, whoever follows the lifestyle of other people is not one of us. So if I follow the lifestyle of some other believers in some other religion,
mm-hmm.
and really, I think the Prophet had, when he said other people, I think he had in mind just what we're addressing right now. And that's people who live the life of the public. Instead of living a life of their religion.
Yes.
So he says, whoever take on a lifestyle like that, not to be accepted as one of us, because their life is not Islamic, their life is not religious, so they should not be accepted as a Muslim. Why is that? If our little children, if we don't teach them that there are some people who may be calling themselves Muslims, but if their lifestyle is not that of a Muslim, then you are not to regard them as Muslim. You are not to say, that's a Muslim, you know. We need that because there are some people, you know, who's committing the crimes in America?
Yes, that's a good question.
Not atheists.
Yes.
Not the atheists.
I think when they go to jail, they ask them whether they're religious.
Yeah, so we have to admit that we have religious people committing these crimes. These are people who say they are religious and they belong to a particular religion. And they're committing crimes. They're the ones that are committing the crimes. They're the ones that's making the streets dangerous for old people, dangerous for children, environment dangerous for our children, dangerous for us, dangerous for me. I'm afraid to go out sometimes and sit there, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you, I think you put your finger on the most serious problem for religion today, mm-hmm. and that is that people just don't know their religions, and they have to attend places of worship so they can hear the teachings on their religion so that they will become better informed. We can't just wait for Christmas and New Year or Easter as a Christian, and as a Muslim, you just can't wait for either sitr or either adha, you know, mm-hmm. And eat and be merry. you have to stay in touch with your religion, and I thank you for bringing that to our attention, Imam Daniel Curry.
Yes. I want to mention another statement that you have said through years of explaining, making so much, giving us a very good, clear perception, I might say, of this religion and religions itself. And that is that you said that religion, the fact that the Prophet said, and it was one of the sayings of him, peace be upon him, that when it was asked of him what was Islam,
yes.
and it said that Islam is based on fact.
Yes,
five essentials. And then you further said that in reality that the five pillars is actually should be practiced at home.
Yes.
It starts there first.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with all the way, 100%. We pray at home. We should keep up our prayers at home as well as join the more important prayer, which is to pray in congregation mm-hmm. with the community. But we are obligated also to pray at home, and we are obligated to fast with our families when the month of Ramadan comes, to fast at home with our family members. We are obligated to even give in charity as a family. You know, my mother always did it. I was a little boy, I imagine I wasn't no more about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old during that time period. I recall myself and how she would dress me up so nicely, in a nice suit and tie and shirt, dress like a little businessman. I'm only about 5 or 6 years old. And my mother would dress me up. She'd be so proud of me. I could see that, the happiness in her eyes. Mm-hmm. She would look at me she said, son, let mama give you a dime. I want you to, or a nickel, she said sometimes. She said, I want you to put that in the charity when you go. Well, she taught me charity, you know.
Yes.
And my mother was giving me the charity. So that went into me. And Ramadan come, and said, I have children in my house. Well, now at my age, I don't have too many children. That needs this from me, have only one with me that perhaps I don't think he would need this from me, but I give him support. I say, well, we go on. I say, make sure you got some charity, make sure you got something for the charity, for charity, when you go to the master. Yes, so you're right, all of this should be practiced at home. Religion is a private matter, but it's also a public interest as well, and we should practice our religion so that our religious life contribute beauty and strength and purity to the public life. We should also do some work, be employed, so that we can make contribution to the public life as well as to the private life. Muslims must remember that we are a community. And God says to us in our holy book, you are one community, and I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's what God says. You are one community, and I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. When he says that we are one community, God is having us identify our life in community. We should never think of our life separate from community. Mm-hmm. Yes, family is first. God says family, near relatives are first in the book of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that doesn't mean that you stop there. You can't stop with your family. You have to remember that God wants to give us as a purpose and aim on this life as a society. Our purpose and aim is to establish beautiful community life. That means we should be contributing to the businesses on this earth. We should be credited with establishing good businesses to serve society on this earth. Mm-hmm. We should be credited with having government jobs and doing well for government and influencing government to be better and just and more humanly sensitive to the needs of all of our citizens. So Islam wants for us the biggest life that man can imagine. And the biggest life that we can imagine is a life of responsibility mm-hmm. for the earth, the environment, and how people live on this earth and benefit from the environment.
I see. Would you agree with me, Imam, in terms, well, I'm learning so much on this broadcast. This is W.D. Muhammad again.
Oh, don't flatter me, please. You've been a student, a scholar for a long time, and I used to sit in the class with you. You know, we've in the same class. We had the same teachers.
That's Jamel B.
Yes, and we had some other teachers, too. We had the same teacher. So don't flatter me too much here. I don't think I've taught you anything. I might have reminded you.
Well, pray to do something. Pray to Allah for your leadership. Amen, Muhammad. I have to, you know, it's there. There's history there.
Pray deep Allah.
Yeah,
I thank Allah for blessing us to be in a very special religious environment. That was strange. And looked like it didn't belong to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But we know it was planned. It was a planned thing. It was a strategy.
Yes.
It was planned to influence us to have faith in ourselves
mm-hmm.
and establish religion for ourselves. That was a big job, but you know we've done it.
So
thank God you've done it.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you made a statement once, and I liked this statement too, and you said that you was interested in, your concern was to make Muslim. I think it was said in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing that statement up, Imam, is in land of religion, it seems that we're so involved in trying to convert people to religion and tell them to pray, tell them to give, to do this,
tell them to do what we don't do.
Exactly. Here's as the Quran says, you know, you enjoin the religion on others and fail to practice it yourself.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So yeah. People need to get away from much concern about what the other person is doing in religion.
Right, you know. The Islam is not even pork, man. Don't eat any of that pork. Don't you eat any of that terrible pork. That thing, that filthy hog, man. You eat that filthy hog. And going to jail.
Pitiful.
Yes, it is. Well, we have to make the picture clear.
Yes, sir.
What a Muslim is. You know, I used to hear old folks, I was a boy sitting around, I hear the old folks say, yeah, sneeze at a gnat and swallow a camel. Well, none of us are like that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you went to see a movie? You go to a movie? Why don't you go to a movie? It might help you. See, go see a nice movie, brother. It might help you.
Yeah. Balance, huh?
Yeah. Go to the movies so you won't be giving that bigger sin all your time.
That's right.
Go watch a nice innocent movie. We got some wrong ideas from the past, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we made small things too big.
Mm-hmm.
So big that they covered even the big things. We couldn't even see the big things because we magnified these small things so big. What's most important for a believer in his life is to be a decent, trustworthy, loving person.
Mm-hmm.
A decent, trustworthy, loving person. You know, if you're decent and you're trustworthy and you practice kindness, I'm not going to know you're not a Muslim unless you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And if a Christian, a good, sincere Christian, was experiencing the same acquaintance with a person that's decent and trustworthy and kind, they too would have a hard time identifying that person with some religion or with no religion at all. No, because that's essentially what is the character and makeup of believers and true religion, whether it be Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or Buddhism, or some other religion. The sincere people in those religions, they must come across as human in that, with their decency, with their kindness, and be honest and trustworthy. If we can't trust them, they are not believers. Assalamu alaikum.